are the Pop Gorillas, and this is where we review anything from pop culture in less time that takes to listen to a song. Oh, I haven't thought of a Christmas song for today. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I have no idea if I've done that one already, but who cares? Because I am fully in the Christmas spirit. After A Christmas Melody, I don't know, that's it. All the Christmas films are amazing, everyone. Some of them aren't. They'll be coming up. Christmas with a View is up next on Netflix. What a film. So there is I think it's a ski resort, I actually don't know to be fair, but there's a restaurant with a view, and Clara works there, and she is ridiculously gorgeous, by the way, Caitlin Lee. And she works there, she's the manager, and a celebrity chef comes up, Shane Rourke I think his name is, and he comes up to work there to take over as a chef for 6 months, and romance ensues. It's Christmassy, it's obviously Christmassy, it's set in like some ski slopes, it's set at Christmas, there's Christmas trees everywhere. The set designers had one hell of a time doing this film, and it's honestly delightful. The Shane head chef guy, generically handsome man, whoa, classic, love it, get him in there. He's got a slightly mysterious thing he's looking to do with his parents. It's a bit weird, I don't know why that's in there. At some point our thought was like, is he like adopted and he thinks an older couple that's there, his parents, I don't know, I didn't really understand. I may have missed it because I was just like, oh, Christmas tree, lights, ah, gorgeous people, yeah, oh, snow, awesome. Obviously I said restaurant with a view, Christmas with a view, restaurant with a view, ah, beautiful, beautiful views, lovely snow. So Clara, main lady character, she's an excellent manager. She has a best friend who's a waitress at the restaurant as well, and like they have chit chats and fun banter, and they're just cute. Like this whole film is proper cute. It's not good. Look, I mean, I don't know. Is it good? I don't know. How can you rate whether a Christmas film is good or not? I don't think I can anymore because I'm fully in the spirit. I love them all, but what happened in this film is I felt warm and happy inside, and it made me smile, even though I know that technically it's pretty terrible. But it is 100% the Christmas content I'm here for. It's fluffy, it's sweet, the characters are gorgeous, there's delicious food all over the place in this film as well. I'm like, good job, because you could, I mean, let's talk about head chefing from Shane here. I mean, this film is not going for realism, but the food looks delicious, there's lots of pretty lights, there's decorations, there's casual flirtings, there's misunderstandings, there's holiday romance, there's silly background characters, there's snow, go for it. Oh, what I must say though, two of my favourite things about this film, very random, is first of all, people come to the restaurant and sit down and nobody's taking their coats. What restaurant doesn't take your coat? You're on a ski resort or like in the middle of the snow on a mountain. We've all got big Christmas coats, snow coats. Take the coats, they'll just sit there with that all dinner, just getting all wet from the snow. Outrageous. And my absolute favourite line in this film, talking about chefing and Shane being head chef, is just a throwaway line that he just says to one of the characters is, "Chef, very nice on the fryer, by the way." Freaking love it. Go watch this film. It's stupid and silly and you'll have a great time and you'll feel happy and you want to drink hot chocolate and look at some fairy lights. So make sure you subscribe because you never know when we'll strike next.